He was one of the most brilliant CIA operatives we ever had. Until he went rogue.
He's responsible for the deaths of multiple agents.
This guy's just not gonna walk into an American consulate without good reason.
Remember rule number one, you're responsible for your house guest. I'm your house guest. They're here for me, but they want me alive. You don't kill. Time's a-wasting.
Okay, here's the deal. Denzel Washington takes on the role of a bad dude again in Safe House. He plays a rogue CIA agent who's been selling America's secrets to the highest bidder. When he ends up in CIA custody, a wet-behind-the-ears agent played by Ryan Reynolds tries to bring him in. There might have been a decent thriller in Safe House back during the script stage, but all sense of character, plot, and story got perverted into a rock-stupid, impossible-to-watch action movie. Yeah, there's plenty of car crashes and some spectacular explosion, but good luck trying to see any of them in the overly grainy and palsied cinematography. As convoluted as the plot is, there are no surprises at all. Even Washington, who is a commanding and good actor, can't deliver his lines enough to make sense or even evoke any sympathy. It's a flashy film, but in the end, Safe House is a dull, lifeless, noisy, nauseating bore. Safe House gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.